In this bulletin, Labor wins the South Australian election. Ukraine's president calls on Russia to negotiate without delay. And a shortlist of bidders for the Chelsea Football Club. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. Peter Malinauskas is set to become the 47th Premier of South Australia as Labor claims a victory in the country's first post-pandemic state election. As counting continues, the Labor Party is on track to hold at least 25 seats in the 47-seat House of Assembly.
No government has changed hands since the pandemic begun, and that means we had a very significant mountain to climb, and my whole team has worked so incredibly hard. Politics naturally focuses on the leader, and that's understandable, but it truly is a team effort, not just from MPs and candidates, but so many hard-working volunteers that we've been able to rely upon. And the people I'm most thankful to are the people of our state who have decided to change the government and invest their confidence in me.
The Liberals were expected to retain at least 15 seats. Outgoing Premier Stephen Marshall conceded just hours after polling closed, and he faces a battle to hold on to his seat of Dunstan.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honour and a privilege and a pleasure to serve as the Premier of South Australia, a great state. I love this state, isn't it great? We came to government 4 years ago. Since then we've had fires, floods, fruit fly, the coronavirus, bushfires. I think we leave South Australia in an immeasurably better situation than what we found 4 years ago.
Overseas, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed his calls for Russia to participate meaningfully in peace talks. The two sides have been involved in discussions for weeks with no sign of a breakthrough, but in a call to the German Chancellor, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of stalling peace talks with what he's called unrealistic proposals. President Zelensky's plea comes as fighting in the streets of the city of Mariupol stops rescuers from reaching hundreds of victims trapped underneath a bombed theatre. As the fighting continues, President Zelensky has presented awards to soldiers who are helping to counter the Russia invasion.
Thank you for defending for each of us. You have to know that we are with you. Glory to Ukraine.
The United Nations puts the civilian death toll at more than 800, and it says around 3.3 million people have fled Ukraine as refugees. The Queensland government is calling on the Commonwealth to match support offered to New South Wales flood victims. The federal government has extended disaster payments to now encompass flood-affected residents in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. Deputy Queensland Premier Stephen Miles is asking the Commonwealth to jointly fund a $771 million package and match these disaster payments for their flood victims.
That's thousands of dollars more available to New South Wales residents than Queensland residents. There is no argument or justification for the differential application of those hardship payments.
Meanwhile, the Greens are calling for the introduction of an income safety net for those on government allowances. Senator Janet Rice says their policy is for an income guarantee so that everyone has the money they need for basic essentials. Ms. Rice says governments have shied away from guarantees because of its significant cost, but says such a policy makes complete economic sense.
The poverty line is at $88 a day, so that's what we're saying what people need, regardless of what type of income support they're on. So everybody from people on youth allowance, on job seeker, age pensioners, disability support pensioners, carers, everybody would have their income lifted if they're on income support to that $88 a day.
To sport, multiple consortiums have formally submitted bids to buy Chelsea Football Club. Consortiums are led by British property investor Nick Candy, Sir Martin Broughton, Todd Bowley and the Ricketts family. The sale of the football club will mark the end of the 19-year ownership of Roman Abramovich. This is a sale enforced on the oligarch after he was sanctioned by the British government for his close links to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The men's team defeated Middlesbrough in the FA Cup on Sunday morning, sit in third spot on the English Premier League table, and are still alive in the European Champions League. Manager Thomas Tuchel says he doesn't want the off-field ownership to distract the players.
Before we discuss a new owner needs to arrive, and a new owner needs to be approved, and a new owner needs to be allowed to own the football club, and then we can discuss about it if it's necessary to discuss about it.
And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth with a top of 28, mostly sunny in Adelaide, some late drizzle in Hobart, sunny conditions in Canberra and Wollongong, partly cloudy in Brisbane and Cairns, a shower or two and a possible storm for Darwin with a top of 35. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.